welcome everybody to the Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. Here we are again, another Saturday, and we look forward to speaking to all of you and looking at all of you via Facebook Live. We're simulcasting right now, right here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also out of Rockdale at 98.5 FM, KRXT. You can check us out here at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook, and see the ugly mug behind the microphone. If you want to call in, 254-697-6633. And once again, once the program is done, it'll be put into podcast form. You can check it out at Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Go to the top of the page at the radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com. And you can listen to it there as well. And while you're there, everybody, if you want to scroll down to the middle of the page and you feel led to do a donation on a monthly basis to the program to help support it, it will be greatly appreciated. And we just thank you very much for the consideration of it. It takes a lot to get this program on, and your help makes it all happen. Colonel, before we go any further, we have a time crunch on something that's going on today. Why don't you give the announcement?
All right. We've got a prayer walk up in Temple, Texas. It's downtown at the Santa Fe Plaza. That's 301 West Avenue A, one block south of West Adams, or Central, rather. And it starts at 7:30 gathering. Walk begins at 10 a.m. So you've got a little time put together. Go on down there to the plaza. It's going to be a beautiful day. Going to get warm, sunscreen, and it's a prayer walk. But there'll be a lot of people around at various stations along the way to helping out.
Fantastic. My wingman, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, always here to support me. I appreciate it, Colonel. My special guest host today coming in at 10 o'clock is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. She's going to be coming in here talking about diabetes, and I think that's great. And I've heard so much about what you can do to help with diabetes, and she's going to explain it. And I look forward to it. So get your note-taking material ready on that. Shelby, my board operator, doing a fantastic job, and you, the listening audience, we're going to have a good time. So let me do what I normally do. Oh, by the way, Judge Andy Isaacs will not be in studio, but he will call in for our revival prayer, so stay tuned for that. Show highlights, devotional, announcements. True stories will not be done today. We dedicate it all to Dr. Shelley. We'll do the word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day, Judge Isaacs at the quarter past the hour mark. Moz calling in at the bottom of the hour. The Colonel right after that. Dr. Shelley Cole at 10, and now here we go for the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of the story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633, and the Colonel likes it. You can get to promote your business if you got one, if not somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. The word of the day is condemnation. Condemnation. It's a noun. The definition is the expression of very strong disapproval, censure. And censure is a noun, the expression of formal disapproval. It comes from the article. I'll read the headline and then read a couple sentences into it. Kamala Harris calls DeSantis, other Republicans, extremists in direct attack. Vice President Kamala Harris praised activist Reverend Al Sharpton. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in favor of Al Sharpton, you obviously don't know his history. I know his history very well. I know him from where I lived in New York and what he did and the false accusations he made on people. This guy is a crook. He's used by the government. It's pathetic. I continue on. Vice President Kamala Harris gave one of her strongest condemnations of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, yet calling him and other Republicans extremists because we want to keep babies alive. That's one of the reasons. We want to keep babies alive. And let me bring this up here. I've been meditating on this for a while. Women, you want your right to your body? So do I. I want you to have the right to your body because I don't want anybody jacking with mine. But let me tell you something. There's one asterisk, and that asterisk is the preservation of life. You can do anything you want to your body. You can be promiscuous. I don't care as long as you have safe sex. Okay, it's not my life. It's not. This is America. You do what you want. But I can use my First Amendment right and my belief to express, you know, it may not be a good thing to do that. Okay? And here's why. But I can't force you. How about this? Getting injections or vaccinations. Hey, I don't know what's in that. That's fine. I dig it. Don't get it. I don't want to get it either. Whatever you want to do to your butt, tattoo, piercing, who am I? This is America. You can do what you want, but I can still use my First Amendment right to say, hey, probably not a good idea. You might not want to do that. But when it comes to the protection of an unborn child. Sorry. There's the line there. That's where the line, I cannot cross that line. Now, I still will be lenient on rape, incest, or death to the mother. Okay? I am lenient on that. There's some other people who would argue with that, and I understand and I respect that, but I hope they respect my point of view as well. Okay? Just, we'll move on. So anyway, to call an extremist for someone who wants to preserve life. Sorry, ain't going to work. Moving on. MSNBC's Wallace. Not one Republican doing a single GD thing to protect democracy. Colonel, I thought you were Republican.
Hey, don't use that word democracy around me. I'm a constitutional republic, and I resent being called a mob-rule democracy.
Well, you're a Republican, right? You can do it because that's the...
I'm conservative.
You're conservative, but you're in the Republican Party, correct?
I'm conservative. When I go to the poll, I usually vote Republican.
Okay, you're making it difficult. So, yes, Republican. She's telling me that you're not doing one GD thing to protect our republic. She's crazy. You do tons of stuff.
She is a socialist. And that's the reason she uses the word democracy, because Dewey, when he formed the Communist National Education Association, the largest teachers union, or the largest union in the world, he fluently changed between socialism and democracy.
Airmen charged as U.S. vows to send message over documents leak. This was a bad one.
They dropped the itinerary. That was too many people had it.
How the heck does a 21-year-old airman get top security?
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about something. There's another new one just happened yesterday. Up in Northern Ireland, the president's itinerary was found
right
on the street.
On the street.
Joe didn't drop the itinerary.
China claims alleged Pentagon leaks show that U.S. is the biggest global cyber thief. And you know what? I agree. And I'm okay with it. Because my concept idea is, if another country's trying to steal things from us, I get it. I want to steal from you because I want to know, do you have any nefarious things going on towards me? I want to know what's going on. So why wouldn't the other country do the same thing? The problem is we got internal people giving away the secrets.
Very close. A large number of people are treasonous in our government.
A handful of companies control the global propaganda. And this, we talked about this, a handful of companies control the global propaganda. Colonel, that would be the mainstream media.
It would.
Senator Marco Rubio slams French president's call to break away from the U.S. Does Macron speak for Europe? Colonel, that's a big issue. Here we saved the French how many times?
Hey, they saved us in the...
Yeah, okay, but that's once.
Okay, but the whole thing, what have we done to deserve it? We have done everything we can to destroy the dollar and make it worthless, and they're printing them like candy. We don't audit our Federal Reserve, which is not federal or a reserve. So what do we deserve? I don't blame them at all. They're printing dollars as fast as they can and just throwing them in the air, or are they giving them to support the...
We're the police market officers of the planet. We shouldn't be in half the places we're at.
And that's
these
right.
And these people, but we are, Colonel. We're there.
Yeah.
We're there. So until we get out of there and we're in NATO, these people should be backing us up.
So aggravated.
DeSantis eats pudding with fingers in brutal pro-Trump super PAC attack ad. Now look, I'm done, ladies and gentlemen. I like DeSantis, but DeSantis and everybody else needs to just go home. Y'all need to go home. You're not going to win. The only person who has a chance of winning in the Republican Party is former President Donald Trump. He is an independent. He has nothing to lose. He did a fantastic job from 16 to 20 with this country. Turned it around. You may not like him. You may think he's arrogant. You may think he's brash. You may think he's rough, bad tweets. He gets the job done.
And the CCP hates him, the Chinese Communist Party.
If you get anybody else but Trump, they will be consumed by the machine. They will not make it. Burn bra challenge takes over TikTok in protest of Nike's Dylan Mulvaney ads.
Mm-hmm. I hate that guy, or girl, whatever you want to call him. You can't be a girl for not even a full year and claim to be like the power of a woman. Like, that disgraces me. That's disrespectful. Like, I've had periods and children and all kinds of stuff that comes with being a woman, and he's never gonna have that. But he's like, I can't wait till I have a baby. You have mental illness. You're never gonna be able to well, they're gonna be able to input uteruses in trans women eventually, and you're gonna, and I'm just watching this interview in shock. No, it's not gonna happen.
You know what's funny, Shelby? I really have no problem with Mulvaney.
I can't see.
You know why? Do you know why? He knows exactly what he wants to do. He may not, at the moment, he's got this agenda and he's getting himself top spotlight. It's everybody who follows it, listens to it, accepts it, are the one we got a problem with.
Mm-hmm. Anheuser-Busch has just about committed suicide over this. There are so many bars that are pulling not only Bud Light, but all of the Anheuser products out.
It's just like the Clintons. It's just like Schumer. It's just like Pelosi. These people, they know exactly what they're doing. And I applaud them. I applaud them because you're so corrupt and evil. You got it down to a science. You know what you're doing. But the populace, the apathetic people of this nation who doesn't stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, what's going on? We're the ones who got the issue.
It's a big distraction. Like, it's not necessary. Oh, we just ran out of time. We'll have to come back. We got so into it.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. Aaron'sGunShop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio program. I'm getting some comments about the hat I'm wearing. Let me tell you real quick about it. Judge Andy, stand by. I'll get to you in just a second, sir. I was doing a Facebook Live yesterday concerning saddling the gun. Had a picture on, posted on Facebook, saddling a horse. Well, do you know how to saddle a gun? And I'm down there trying to do the program, and it kept glitching. So I said, screw it. So I had the hat out, dusted off. I thought I might as well wear it today. So that's why. I hope you like it. 4th of July coming up. I'll have it on there too. Let me go over two more things in the show highlights. Elon Musk. Any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child should go to prison for life. I like Elon.
Yep.
I like him a lot. Next one. Last one. Study finds. Colonel, you'll love this one. It won't shock you, but you'll love it. Study finds out of shape recruits cost Army millions as branch battles recruiting crisis. They're getting fatter, slower, weaker. I remember when I was going in, I remember I trained for 6 months before I went in because I wanted to be the best soldier I could be. I wanted to be all I could be, you know?
Yeah, I was running 5 miles a day before I went to the academy. I was just dead set, and I cut my hair. I thought I cut my hair short.
That's what I thought. I was wrong. All right, let's get Judge Andy Isaacs online. Judge, it's always a pleasure. We miss you here in the studio. How are you doing today, sir? Can't hear him, Shelby. Shelby?
I hear him.
You hear him?
I mean, I can't hear him.
Do you have the mic off? Is this mic off? And this is live radio, everybody. This is what's so good about it.
And the previous program, the phones weren't working very well.
Can you hear us?
Call on cell phone, put it on speakerphone.
Yeah, if you want, Andy, you can call me on my cell phone, and I'll put you on speaker. So, but yeah. Let's move on.
And hello?
Let's move on, Shelby. Let's go back to the conversation we were having about Mulvaney. And I don't think you were finished with your point. You want to make a...
Where were we?
We were talking about how cis girl, cis woman versus trans woman.
Just, I wouldn't have any kind of problem with it.
You can take it if it'll work.
Well, let's see if it'll work.
All right, here we go. All right, I got you, Andy. Just put the microphone near him.
Oh,
nope.
It's gone.
Okay. We got to let it go. So we were talking about Mulvaney.
Yeah. Okay. So just to the fact that, I mean, I don't hate people that are gay or trans or part of any of that stuff, but it's when he's trying to convince me in the world that he's as equal of a woman as me and that he can get pregnant one day and that I should support that. And it's like, I'm not going to support that because you can't. And we're not equal. You're mentally ill. And that's just how I see it. That's crazy if you ever think that you're going to be a woman and know what it's like to actually be a woman.
As compared to XY chromosome. He has Y's all over his body.
As compared to somebody saying, I feel like a woman, I wish I was a woman, mm-hmm. I'm going to act as much as I can like a woman.
And if you just, like, went on your way and did that, like, I wouldn't see him on the street and bully him or call him names or wish things upon her or him. I mean, like, that's not my business. But when you make it my business by intruding on who I am as a person, calling me, I'm not a woman, because that offends him or her. I'm a cis woman and he's a trans woman. And I don't take that label. Don't try to force that label on me. Like, you don't like labels, so why? It's just full of hypocrisy.
Speaking of labels, Colonel, you heard me talk about this all the time, Victoria's Secrets. There's a reason why that was so successful, and they're bringing back the Angels, okay?
Well, because that's like Budweiser. They got a lesson, too.
Yeah, I was getting there. Budweiser. Each one of these brands, the business owner decides, we're going to make a brand. It's working. But because they get pressured threat of lawsuit, political correctness. They try to cram down 1% of what the population wants onto the remaining population, and you see what happens. They lose billions of dollars because of it. Now, if a beer company opened up and said, hey, we want trans beer, I say, more power to you. More power to you. So people can go select what they want. But when you force something down somebody else's throat because you have the power to do so, well, you're going to see what happens. That is a lack of purchasing of your product.
And that is the joy of capitalism.
That's correct. All right, Andy, if you're listening, what I would suggest you do is call me on my cell phone. I'll put you on speaker, and we'll do it that way. We still got a little bit of time. But until then, I do devotionals Monday through Friday, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for supporting this segment. I've known Casey and them over there for 20-plus years, and they've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more that can do the same for you. Check them out, McGuire Tire in Temple. It's 254-773-3114. McGuire's Belton is 254-939-1357, or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Now, today's devotional reads, good morning. In many of my devotionals, I write about looking in the mirror to have an honest conversation with ourselves. It's to see if we are who we say we are, or if we're putting up a facade. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test. Of course, there are growing pains in our development, unless we are just plain fake in who we are. So let's all continue to study for the most important test of our lives, faith in Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. Let's go back to, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but I was interested in the China claim, alleging the Pentagon leaks show that the U.S. is the biggest global cyber thief. Colonel, it's good for us to steal secrets from other people. It keeps us safe and protected.
Well, that's everybody has a spy operation. That's what governments do. They spy on each other. And intelligence is absolutely essential to victory in combat. And we are giving all of ours away because our intelligence agencies are all corrupt. They're all socialists. You look at the head of the NIS, our NIA, and the...
Well, how do you explain the 21-year-old airman? Okay, well, he's 21 years old, top secret clearance, and he gives the secrets away because he, wanted to put it on TikTok, I think it was?
Well, yep. No, he just wanted to, like, get some clout. I think he was playing on a game, and they were like, you're not any...
He was looking for credibility.
You're not what you say you are. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, let me show you. And he just showed them. And they're, like, screenshotting it, and then they share it.
And some of the points he gave away was our infiltration of Russia and how we know what they're doing most of the time. What we're doing to support Ukraine, giving up positions of people that can be greatly affected by this leak, and it's coming from internal. It'd be different if you had a spy come from a foreign country, steal the information. That's just normal.
So that happens.
And that's one of the reasons for special compartmentalized information is to protect sources.
Y'all being in the military, what's the punishment that's going to happen to him?
Oh, he could go up to the death penalty. Yeah. If he lets exposed special agents, he should be executed.
Yeah.
What's happened to them. Mm-hmm. We had people in our government that exposed a bunch of operatives in China, and 50 of them, I'm not sure the exact number, but it was a large number, disappeared in a day. I mean, the Chinese Communist government got rid of them.
Now, I don't remember everything from Edward Snowden, but wasn't a lot of what Edward Snowden leaked what the government is doing on its own population? It's spying. Yep. As compared to this one, where it's talking about foreign country interventions and engagements and secrets, that's a big deal.
And what we need to remember that we did this to the Japanese before World War II. We lured them into attacking Pearl Harbor because FDR wanted one world socialist government. And he did that to get the United Nations accepted after the war. And our people have been used and abused. World War One, they started that. We've had World War Three coming up because Biden is doing everything he can to antagonize Russia. Mm-hmm. We've got Finland on the Russia border joining NATO. We've pushed Poland up there onto their border and took them in. So we've got all kinds of issues, and Biden feels threatened, and he should. And this is just, they want one world socialist government. They don't care how they get it. They don't care how many people. The one thing that all socialists care or show is they have no concern for human life. The party is above all important to them.
Okay, give me a call here, 254-697-6633, and tell me what you think. We're going to be taking a break in a little bit. I've got Katie from Moz on the line. We're going to be talking to her right after the break. Then the Colonel will hit it. And if it pertains to what we're discussing here, feel free to give us a call. And don't forget, you can check us out at 98.5 FM as well. KRXT, we're simulcasting there. And go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page. And we're streaming live here as well. So, Colonel, what is your teaser for what's coming up?
I'm going to be talking about the Byzantine Empire and the fall of the Byzantine Empire relative to the fall of the United States, which is imminent.
Okay. When we come back, we'll have this scratch and sniff portion of the program. Katie from Moz will be telling us what's on the menu. Be back in three.
It's hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. I love radio. It's very romantic. Things happen at the spur of the moment, and Shelby's doing a great job fixing things when they, you know, don't work. It's technology. Sometimes things happen, so she's doing a great job. And it just makes it fun. It kind of makes you feel like you're in the studio. That's why I have the video up, so you can watch and see what happens. And I'm going, what's going on? You can see my hands going. All right, so enjoy the show. Right now, though, we got Katie from Ma's Place going to tell us what's cooking at Ma's. So this is the scratch and sniff section of the program. Get ready. Sean? Welcome, Katie. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm on.
How you doing?
Good morning.
What's good. Going on with you now? Tell me all about what's happening at Ma's.
Everything that's happening?
Well, that's a one-word description.
Go ahead.
All right. So I do know for lunch we are having a surf and turf combo. It's our New York strip steak along with our catfish with two sides, super salad. Our country combo with two sides, super salad. And if you don't know what our country combo is, it's our chicken fried steak and our deep fried chicken breast.
Oh, man. That sounds
and
too
our
good.
Ham steak.
Keep going.
And our ham steak with two sides, super salad.
How do you keep up with it all? You got so much.
fried chicken, or 3-piece fried chicken.
Okay. Katie, how do you keep up with it all? I mean, I know you reduced the menu down a little bit, or you changed it up, because you had so many things. It was almost like a 360-page hardcover book of a menu of the selections. How do you keep it all in check? How do you guys do it?
It's a work in progress. Me and Mom have to constantly talk to each other and communicate, which is very hard, especially when you have several different employees who all want to chime in.
Oh, yeah. Too many chefs spoil the broth, right? There you go.
Right.
What kind of special do you have to the listening audience out there?
So for our audience, we have that 10% discount if you let them know at the register.
Okay.
But I know a lot of them don't like telling people.
Well, we need to make sure that they do, because they got to take advantage of that deal. And so, all right, listen, everybody. You got Ma's Place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights on top of the hill. They got a great place. Katie's awesome. Vicky's awesome. The whole crew there is awesome. You have a great, pleasurable time, relaxed time. The plates are big. The food servings are bigger. The coffee's delicious. And what's the number they can call, Katie, to maybe order in advance?
They can call 254-699-0011.
Okay, and I need to get a ham steak and some scrambled eggs and toast and coffee, and I'm ready.
How do you deliver, Katie?
How far?
That's a work in progress. Let me tell you, that is a work in progress.
All right.
Part two coming tomorrow, please.
Well, I'll tell you what, if your delivery radius is out to Cameron, you'll be busy, I'm sure.
Right, so only a 200-mile Uber charge.
That's it. All right, Katie, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We look forward to seeing you soon, and hopefully we can get you in the studio one day, and so everybody get to see your pretty face. But we appreciate you calling in every time, and you have a lot of fun today and sell a lot of Matt specials, okay?
Oh, yes. Love onion rings.
There you go. All right, girl. You take care of yourself. We'll talk soon. Colonel, take it away, sir. What do you got?
I've gotten all 30 seconds here. Okay. The Epic Times posted an article, Are We Byzantines? by Victor Davis Hanson. And Mr. Hanson is becoming one of my favorite authors and historians because he does a great job of taking history, which you need to know if you don't want to repeat it. And there's a lesson here. And he said, are we Byzantines? The Byzantine Empire survived for 1,000 years after the fall of Rome. Constantinople fell in May 29, 1453. All right, so that's 1,000 years. They did this, they survived, surrounded by a sea of enemies because they had realistic diplomacy. They divided their enemies by careful work, avoiding military quagmires, and ensuring constant deterrence. They had a brilliant work, and I'll go into that in a minute. Self-sacrifice. They maintained and improved on the infrastructure from generation to generation. Think about what's going on with us. Brilliant scientific advancement. Their galleys were the fastest in the ocean. Their military arms. They invented a quasi-flamethrower and napalm way ahead of our time. The law. They codified the Roman law of the previous 1,000 years. I mean, they wrote it down. And that's the secret of a constitutional republic, is that they have written law. The other thing is that you have to follow it. But Constantinople had begun, by the time they fell, had begun to decay and had gone from a population of 800,000 down to 50,000. Sounds like Detroit. All right. They had gone from 7,000 troops now versus 150,000 of the Ottoman Empire, the Turkish. Istanbul, Santa Sophia Christian for 900 years. This is a big cathedral in Istanbul. When the Muslims came in, one of the things they do is to turn the church, the Christian churches or other faith churches, into mosque. And that's what happened to the Santa Sophia, largest mosque in the then Muslim Empire. Christendom cannibalized itself. Western Catholicism versus Eastern Orthodoxy. The church was fighting amongst themselves. The Christians were looking at what they had different instead of what they had in common. They hated each other more than they hated the Muslims. The last generation of Byzantines inherited a global reputation that they did not maintain. The standard of living they no longer earned. They neglected civic values. They quit following the law. Instead of earning money, they printed it. They melted down gold and silver fixtures that had been acquired over the 1,000 years before and sold them off to pay their debts. They underestimated their enemies, the Ottomans. Mid-15th century Islamic armies were ready, and Sultan Mehmed II was the only world power in the Ottoman. All the way to the gates of Vienna, they had marched up through Europe, through Spain, and they had gone to the gates of the Vatican and all the way up to Vienna, and that's when they organized the Crusades to drive the Turks out of Europe.
Colonel, anybody with half a brain can see the parallel here.
Well, it's coming up. Okay, we should take heed. Victor Davis Hanson says, nowhere is it foreordained that America has a birthright to be the number one country in the world. We have to earn that. China, substitute that for the Ottomans. The left and right fighting each other instead of fighting their mutual enemies. And our left has joined our enemies. We've given up on defending our borders. The open border society, the one world socialist government, and we've allowed them to tear down our borders.
Colonel, would that
millions flooding in.
Would that be equivalent to how it was 800,000 down to 50,000?
That's
we're a United States of America, Americans, and it's being diluted. Is that what you, would that
well,
be the equivalent?
This is our, we've let all of our blue cities where the major Democrat, long-term Democrat control are collapsing. They're canceling the police forces. Yeah. They're not enforcing the law. They're turning the criminals back out on the street. We've got the largest corporation seller, retailer, Walmart, pulling out of Portland, Chicago, and we've got pharmacies closing in California.
Four in one city.
Yeah.
And then there are streets just like in San Francisco and Chicago.
Baltimore is
full of drugs.
Nothing
to be done about it. There's no police.
All right. So we've allowed our borders open, and we've been overrun by millions, and then they're helping it. Our government is assisting this. We're providing buses and airplanes and running these illegals all over the country. The iconic downtowns are deserted, derelict, infrastructure in collapse. Look at the lead pipes in Detroit and a lot of other cities. They originally put them in because they didn't corrode, but then they poisoned all the children. So the cities are dangerous. All right, we're printing money rather than making money. We digitally reproduce our dollars now. It makes it faster and easier. And we are not earning. You cannot pass out money for nothing, for not doing any work, and not have inflation. All right, so we assume we are invincible. We're not evaluating reality. We tear down art around the cities that we cannot recreate. And this is one of the communist goals that we have out there. So we have current woke dogma. All right. We've got the diversity, equity, and inclusion, and obscure word fights and pronouns, and sanctimonious cancel culture. We are antithetical to World War II veterans and Vietnam veterans. We forgot or are rewriting history, the 1619 Project. So we'll finish up with this
Before the break comes up, anybody in the know should be sick from what you're reading.
Yeah.
And also, we made a couple of people aware who weren't aware before of the Communist Manifesto read into the Congressional Record, and they go, oh my gosh, this needs to be broadcast. First time they heard about it. We'll be back.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512 512- 416-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Program. If you wish to give us a call, enter the conversation, 254-697-6633. I want to do the word of the day and the Colonel's quote real fast, give you an opportunity to call in. The word of the day is condemnation. It's a noun. Definition is the expression of a very strong disapproval. Censure. Censure is a noun. The expression of formal disapproval comes from this sentence. Vice President Kamala Harris gave one of her strongest condemnations of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, blah, blah, blah. Give me a call, put it in a sentence. Colonel likes it, you get some airtime. Colonel?
What would you expect of a Jamaican citizen?
Study
right,
that.
We're talking about the fall of the Byzantine Empire, and they never woke up in time before their fall, before the Ottomans ran over their walls.
You
want to
do your quote and bill.
Yeah, and so far, neither have we. So let's go. Opened this and I jumped over my quote and the sponsor and the quote, the belief in a God, all powerful, wise and good, is so essential to the moral order of the world and to the happiness of man that arguments which enforce it cannot be drawn from too many sources nor adapted with too much solicitude to the different characters and capacities impressed with it. And this was one of our founders, but the belief in a God all-powerful, wise, and good. We are a Christian-founded nation. We are not a 1619-founded nation. We were founded before that, and through then codification of our laws after 1776. But it was Christian laws in the North, and a lot of these things, like the Pilgrims, use the Bible. They were religious, running away from despotism in Europe for religious freedom. They were Protestants, and they had their Bibles, and they were reading them, not like the Catholics, where the priest read the Bible and kept it in Latin so that the local people couldn't know what was in it. So we have a lot of problems there. The sponsor, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann. We appreciate his continued support. This helps our show out. All right. Now, let's look at some of these 45 goals that we talked last week about some things in the education system and the gay and woke and what have you. So, in 1963, Leon Skouskin had already written The Naked Communist. He was a former CIA guy or FBI. And so he wrote out and published the 45 rules in The Naked Communist, and then they read it into the Congressional Record in 1963. And you can find it there. It's open source. Now, let's look at goal number 17, and I'm going to read about six of these. 17, get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda. So what did we do? Jimmy Carter, a socialist, put up the Department of Education, unconstitutional, socialist from its roots, and as is government schools, as are government schools. All right, 18, gain control of all student newspapers. 19.
Well, if you got the school, I would assume you got the newspaper too.
Well, but this is on college campuses and things, whatever.
Okay.
19, use student riots to foment public protest against programs and organizations which are under communist attack. So join the attack. Number 24, eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. The First Amendment and free press did not apply to yelling fire in a theater. There are other restrictions on safety. It did not. They had no intent to give you free speech on obscenity, to yell obscenity on the streets. So that's not true. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazine, motion pictures, radio, and TV.
A plus on that one.
Jeez, and they
really got in Llano, Texas, we've got a big fight going on about the library, and they're threatening to even close the library to keep these books out because a judge, Democrat judge, has said, well, you got to put them in there. Well, but they don't have to be in access of 12-year-olds.
Right.
All right. And then number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy.
Have they ever scored
a big one on that one? All right. Now, remember, this is a society that you wouldn't even recognize 50 years ago. Wouldn't even be mentionable. Rule 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. And there was never such a thing. It was made up in 1944 by a whole bunch of socialist judges, Democrat judges, or justices on the Supreme Court, all appointed by Truman or FDR. And then we have number 39.
Can I ask a question?
You might.
If you use 1950 as the cutoff date, just to make it simple, how many, I'm not sure what a generation is in years, how many generations from 1950 to current have passed? What's a generation?
About 25 years. 25 max. Yeah. 25 makes an easy
computation. So we got three generations of diluted thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got another quick question. Who's keeping up with this agenda? Like, who keeps pushing these goals?
All right, and we got a quick one here.
You got a question.
I said, who keeps pushing this agenda and these goals? Like, who's keeping up with this to keep
the Communist Party and the infiltration to CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, is one world socialist government. Our government is totally infiltrated by the CFR. And you don't have to communicate daily. They've published it, and they know what the goals are, so they all work toward a common goal.
Let me add one thing real quick. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, has a group of young leaders, world leaders. Mm-hmm. He trains them and then puts them into governments so that their way of thinking is able to make a vote to go
that
in the direction
sense.
They want to go.
Go ahead.
All right. And another area, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. Whenever you slam somebody into the psychiatric area, you take away all of their rights of citizenship. And bad things can happen when you get locked up. I have heard of people, they get taken away and you don't hear anything. They have no right to talk to an attorney. There's no due process. So it's extremely dangerous. All right, 41. And this is the last one I'm going to cover. All right. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. All right. Attribute prejudices, mental block, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. All right. What do we see? We've got the FBI investigating parents that don't want the schools to transition their children to another gender that, quote, quote, without the consent of the parents or knowledge of the parents. We have all kinds of stuff. All this trash in the curriculum, it's not in the curriculum. It's done as supplemental material because when Texas passed a law that we had to publish our curriculum, they put it in, quote, quote, supplemental material where you have to teach the truth. You can't burn books. You can't ban stuff. You can't ban CRT. You've got to teach the truth, and the truth will inoculate the children against the deceit and the population.
Well, Colonel, I was kind of thinking this, and you brought it up, so let's continue on. We got, two or three minutes?
Mm-hmm.
You got a population out there, some of which are in the know and are doing their best, like you, for example, okay? Then you have some that are totally ignorant. It's not ugly.
Useful idiots, as Stalin called them.
okay, ignorant in the sense of they just didn't have the knowledge of it. But once something, like we've seen this many times where people find out they're teaching what, and once they're made aware, they get their teeth and their claws out. But then you have the apathetic, those who may know but are apathetic. How do we break through to these people? What does it take? And the answer is action. We, on this program, is meant to call you out to action.
Okay, now you can't wait until the school board is elected and seated before you start protesting. You have to become active and engaged and run for the school board. Once they're on the school board, we went down to Austin and stayed until wee hours of the morning when they were putting in their fifth grade curriculum that said that the male anus was a sex organ.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is the type of trash that's being put into our school system.
Colonel, what if there's people out there who would like to do it, but they're thinking, I'm no good for that. What does it take to get on a school board? What do you have to know to get on a school board?
You have to be engaged, and you have to be willing to put some self-sacrifice into it, because being on the school board takes a lot of time. It is a huge volunteer project, but it has a benefit. So we have to work and fight. Look at what the founding fathers sacrificed for the country. Look at George Washington. He was constantly gone from his home and in Martha, away fighting wars and doing things or leading the country. We had Adams gone all the time away from his farm up in Nottingham.
And many of them lost all of it. Colonel, true. It was a great segment. We're going to be taking a top of the hour break. When we come back, Dr. Shelley Cole, she will be in she is in studio now, but we'll be talking diabetes. I think it's a fantastic topic because I heard so much about what she can do for it, and she's going to explain it. So get your note-taking material ready. We'll be back in 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Don't forget, we're streaming live here on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Simulcasting not only on this station, but KRXT 98.5. Be back in three.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Captain Mitchell Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, and to my right, my very special guest host, Dr. Shelley Cole, my board operator, making sure everything goes right, Shelby. And without her, I'd be flopping around like a fish out of water. So thank you, Shelby. I appreciate it. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Well, good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
I forgot to get the number out. 254-697-6633 if you got a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I hope that people will call because I would really love to hear from some patients who have diabetes today because, you know, in thinking about this topic, and we talk about it all the time in our wellness program, docs have it all wrong. I mean, establishment medicine has got this completely wrong.
Because they want to... Why? Why do they have it wrong? Are they getting trained wrong?
They're getting trained wrong. I mean, don't forget, Big Pharma is involved, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they're pushing the meds. They're pushing the meds, just like they do with high blood pressure. You know, you start on one blood pressure med, and that holds you for a little while, and then you have to go to another one. And then they change
the standard to put more people on it.
Shelby,
They did.
I've got to ask a question. It's the first segment. We always have a welcoming thing. There's a lot of people coming into the program that never heard about you before, okay? You're very well schooled. And I would like you to explain where you went and how you've become this experienced and how you found it, real quick, how you found the difference between they're ignorant to what's going on and this is how you're supposed to handle it.
Right. Well, I trained traditionally. I went to the Mayo Clinic. I'm a medical doctor, so an MD. So I learned, you know, just kind of typical establishment medicine at the pinnacle of it. I remember interviewing for a residency up there, and they said, you know, why are you here? And I said, well, that's where the Mayo Clinic is, sir. And he said, you know what? That's a really good answer, you know. So I went up there and, you know, braved the tundra for 7 years and learned a lot, you know. But pharma was influencing us then, you know, even then. And it was a different era in medicine because instead of, you know, ratcheting down all the cost and rationing care like we do now, it was kind of you do whatever the patient needs and you know, check off all the boxes. And we used to call it the multi-million dollar workup, you know, and we could not ask how much this cost. We would just do it. If the patient needed it, we would do it. Okay. That was back in like 1987. So,
and then something happened.
And then, you know, then it started to change. And I don't really think that we should have been that foolish. You know, resources are limited, okay? You can't just spend everything on, you have to use your brain, okay? You got to use your brain. You got to think, is this going to change my management, what I do with this patient? Before you start ordering the tests, I mean, what's the point of ordering all these tests? And what I find now is, you know, one test leads to another test leads to another test leads to another. You're just going down one rabbit hole after another. Well, there's a cyst on the liver. Oh, we see this. We need to do another x-ray, you know. To
you know, Obama said one thing that I could agree with. He says, look, if you're sick and you just need a pill, that's all you really need is a pill. Why do we have to give you all this other services? I can dig that because based on what you're saying is, but if there's other things, hey, no, we need to take care of this person, blah, blah, then you continue it on from there. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, but everyone has to have skin in the game, okay? You can't, you know, be, well, I'm going to upset some people. You know, you can't, right, you cannot just say, well, just get it. My insurance pays for it, right? Get everything, doc. And the doc says, hey, okay, you know, I can buy anything I want. I can order any test I want because insurance is paying. And the patient says, you know, please do that because we need to find the answer. And all of it is to waste. I mean, it's so we all need some ownership. You know, we need to let normal economic forces drive medicine again. We need to, you know, go in, ask the doc, how much does this cost? And, you know, if I had competition next door in my office, then it would be, well, you know, we charge $25 for a CBC. Well, I'll charge $20. If we allowed normal economic forces to work, cost would go down, access to care would improve, right? Because the doc would actually have to be...
It would balance out to what it's supposed to be.
Right, there would be a pharma giant dictating everything.
Right, yeah. Right. Or the insurance companies, you know. The doctor is beholden to who's paying his bill, okay? Most of the time, they're salaried now. 70% of docs are salaried. I have a private practice. You know, the patient pays my bill. Who do you think I'm beholden to?
That's right, to the patient.
So we just, we take care of patients and we figure out what's the very best thing we can do for that patient. And it's been a real journey, Matt, over 25, 26 years of trying different things and looking at solutions. And then, wow, some major things happened.
Well, if I know you, you wouldn't change anything, would you? In the sense of being your private practice?
No, but it's been hard.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but anything worth doing is going to be hard, right? Sure. So, what was that, Luke?
Radio show?
Radio?
We had a disclaimer before and after the show.
That's right. Oh, you know you made it big time when they put a disclaimer in front of me that's 30 seconds long.
And the one behind you, too.
Are they saying, please, that's not really us?
They're saying, we're not held liable for anything this guy says.
All right, Shelly, I kind of hijacked you, but I wanted people to know who you were, who you are, and what you do.
Yeah.
And you came in here to talk about diabetes, and I think it's fantastic. I see all these people. I hear about these people with diabetes. And just me being the grunt that I am, know there's natural ways to help with diabetes, but you're going to give us the whole...
Well, let's just put this in perspective. You know, there are some docs that talk about diabetes, and it's an utter disaster, okay? And then there's pre-diabetes, meaning you kind of got sugar tests that are slightly on the high side, and, you know, you're going to go down that road, too, you know, if you don't do anything. But I have a whole nother category in my office, and we call them pre-diabetes, okay? Because we do tests that, Rayford, were you one of those?
No, I wasn't one of those, but I think I fall in that category.
Okay, well, good. We do tests that diagnose it before the sugar starts to rise, okay? We don't want to wait until the end result of elevated sugar in your bloodstream.
Till the fly is collecting you.
That's bad.
That's pretty bad, Rayford. But we definitely want to know early on that it's taking more of your insulin hormone to keep your sugar level down in the bloodstream.
So what is that, just diet? Exercise?
Well, that's what we've always said. Diet and exercise, diet and exercise, diet and exercise.
I know, but what else is there, though? Think about if you're pre-diabetes.
Right.
I would imagine, hey, you know, your lifestyle is not great.
Well, but you have to understand that in the context of the last 60 years, what have we been pushing for diet? we've been pushing low fat diets. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
You've mentioned that. That's right. Yeah.
Now, when you eat a low fat diet, you cut out the fat. In fact, what they're talking about is saturated fat. And they recommended that we replace it with polyunsaturated fats, like soybean oil, okay? And you have to understand that soybean oil is very toxic. Mm-hmm. It is a toxic fat that is stored on your body. The body knows that it's toxic, so it doesn't want to burn it for energy. So it chooses your muscle mass instead of burning that fat. So it's very toxic. So we changed our diets 60 years ago. We said we can't eat fat, okay? We replaced saturated fat with a more toxic type of unsaturated fat. And what happened? Instead of eating fat, we switched to carbohydrates. Okay, we started eating a bunch of carbohydrates. Back in the 50s, when Ansel Keys started to report his data, you could look at internal memos from Procter & Gamble. That's when they started to box cereals. Okay, and they were arguing and fighting who is going to get those percentage of our nutritional breakdown. And so the carbohydrate industry was like, we're getting them, we're going to get them, you know, and it was an insane time. So we switched from eating saturated fat, butter, you know, beef tallow, mm-hmm. right? We stopped eating those things. And then we started eating corn oil and canola oil and safflower oil and all these soybean oils, which have caused us to have diabetes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to a 3-minute break. We have Dr. Shelley Cole. We'll be back in three. Give us a call. Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We have a winner for the quote of the day. I won't mention the whole name because I didn't have authorization to do it, but I'll just use the initials. The letter D, the letter Y, puts the word condemnation in a sentence. I'm left with feelings of condemnation for the way our government is being run right now. Colonel, would you give a thumbs up on that?
Yes.
Thumbs up. So
I would join the crowd.
So listener, if you want to call in, you can promote yourself, somebody else, or some charitable event or cause.
You're in a local area. We'll throw in a free meal to Dairy Queen.
Wow, local area, free meal to Dairy Queen.
You've got to be the Cameron area one because that's the Mayfield Dairy Queen.
Okay.
So. One quick thing there for Shelley is that I know an excellent use for canola oil spray that you're supposed to use the nonstick stuff. If you will spray that on your garden tools after you get them cleaned up, it is the best anti-corrosion coating. It is so gummy and stewy, but better next to Cosmoline. It's good stuff.
Gee, and that goes in your system? It's just like Coca-Cola cleaning rust off of bumpers. Go ahead, Shelley.
Well, you know, we were talking about diabetes, and I have to tell you that over the last 25 years, and really just being real pragmatic about it, like, what works for the patients? What actually worked for the patients? It was trial and error. You know, we have a wellness class, and so we started meeting, and we started doing these diets. And so we started with the low-fat diets, just like, you know, everyone said they were the best diets. And we restricted people's calories, and then they exercised more. So it was low-calorie diet, exercise more, okay? And what happened was people would lose the weight, but then they would regain the weight. They would regain it and gain more than they lost. And so I started to look at that. It was like, well, why is that? Well, the kind of weight they were losing was muscle, okay? They were losing their muscle mass. So what happens when you have less muscle? You slow your metabolism down, okay? When you slow your metabolism down, you can't eat as much as you used to eat.
Okay.
And so, or if you do eat as much as you used to eat, you get fat, okay? And so we would do blood tests, and it really wouldn't impact on them very much. They'd lose the weight. They felt great. They were like, this is wonderful. But then they would put it right back on and gain more than they did before because it was muscle loss, not fat loss.
Shelley, I have a lot of physical injuries, and because of it, I am slowed down a lot. I can't do what I used to do.
Right.
And I have a challenge being slow
right.
and consuming the food that I try to eat right, but I'll gain a little weight.
Right.
And when I gain just a little bit of weight, it causes pain.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to figure out, and I think I have, because this whole last week I was testing myself, and sure enough, I lost 7 pounds. And I was okay, a little hungry every now and then, but I
right.
had a handful of nuts or something,
right.
and we're good to go. Do you need to eat 3 meals a day?
Well, if your height is, if you're at a mature height, you're an adult, probably. probably not, right? I mean, think about it. We get in these habits over the decades of, you know, eating three meals a day, and you get hungry at the same time, and the ghrelin hormone goes up, and, you know, it's time to eat breakfast, right? But I challenge you, just don't do it one morning. You know, just stop and don't eat anything one morning, and you'll find out the next day, it's like, oh, wow, I'm not really that hungry as I used to be.
I'll tell you what I did. In the morning when I wake up, I said, I'm going to eat at a certain time. I'm going to try to keep it consistent. And I overload. I have a full breakfast.
Right.
Nothing else except maybe water. And then at 2 o'clock, I'll have a decent lunch.
Yep.
And I'm done. And at 6 o'clock, I'm going to have a handful of mixed nuts or something.
Yep.
And that's it until the next morning. And I feel good. It's dropping.
Yeah.
My body feels good.
So what did you change? What did you change to lose the 7 pounds?
The time of consumption.
Yes.
And the amount of consumption.
So more at less interval of time, or what are you saying?
Well, the breakfast one, I'd have a standard breakfast. Eggs, ham, avocado, toast, coffee.
Right.
Okay? And then at lunch, I would just have something like a chicken or some type of sandwich that is decent, special kind of bread. And then I would just drink fluids. I would drink water.
But
that is a key, is taking plenty of fluids, drinking a lot of water.
I think another thing, too, is sleep.
Water... So the kind of breakfast you were having is making ketones, okay, or eating ketones because it's fat. You know, you had what, ham? You had avocado, which is a healthy fat.
And I was measuring calories, too. I wanted to just keep it under a certain calorie range as well.
Right. So, but not a whole lot of carbohydrates.
No.
Yeah. And so that's kind of interesting because, you know, the diabetes issue, the American Diabetic Association was promoting 180 grams of carbohydrates per day. And they called it the American Diabetes Superfood List, like sweet potatoes and whole wheat bread. And
we talked about the bread.
Right.
Brown rice.
You know, and so all of these are carbohydrates. Okay. Yes. The polyunsaturated fats are disaster. But the carbohydrates are also problematic. And so what happened is my profession got focused on the blood glucose level. That blood glucose level. What's the fasting blood glucose level? And so they, you know, categorized risk of all of these secondary side effects, like blindness. Diabetes is the number one cause for blindness, like kidney failing. Diabetes is the number one amputations. I think the statistic is something outrageous. 40 people over the age of 40, 30% of them have numbness and tingling of the legs. You know, they're losing their nerve sensation of the legs because the diabetes is rampant, okay? And 90% of people who have diabetes or pre-diabetes don't even know it.
I was just going to ask you, what would be a sign? Because, you know, when I watch television commercials, when I'm watching my old Western shows, you got these commercials on, here are some of the effects. I go, well, I've got that every day.
Right.
And then another one will come on for a different disease. Well, I got that every day, too. Pain, numbness, tingling.
Right.
My body's jacked. So yeah. I don't know if I'm about to drop dead or I'm just hurting because of physical injuries.
Well, now, you were talking about gaining a little bit of weight, but you have to understand, fat is an inflammatory organ, okay? It releases all of these toxic chemicals that cause inflammation. And inflammation is what causes pain.
All right. So when you lose fat, you release some of the stuff that's been trapped in the fat out of circulation, and it starts releasing it back into circulation?
Well, the fat makes the toxic chemicals, okay? Now, toxins are stored in fat. So if you, let's say that, you know, you were working in a warehouse for 20 years and you were exposed to a lot of toxic chemicals, the body makes fat to protect the vital organs from those toxins. Think about it. If you take in, like, for instance, silver, you know, mercury, okay, you swallow it, it goes into the bloodstream. Well, the body doesn't want a toxic, no neurotoxin to damage the liver or the kidneys or the heart. So what does it do? Stores it in the fat. Okay. So fat stores it. And then if you lose weight, like my patients did early, you know, 25, 26 years ago, they'd lose that weight and they would start to release those toxins, you know, that had been stored, and then they couldn't get them out. They weren't able to detox. And so the body made the fat again to protect them. Okay. So one of the fundamental principles about keeping the weight off once you lose it is you must get rid of the toxins in your body at the same time.
Which would be what basic procedure?
So it's complicated because inflammation can stop us from getting rid of toxins. So, you know, kids are exposed to things and they're healthy and they keep the toxins moving and going out of the body. But as we age, we have more free radical damage. Okay. Oxidation, what we call oxidation, it's kind of like rusting, you know, in the blood vessels. We have damage to our cells, and it causes us to age, just like those toxic fats cause us to age. Then it gets worse. Diseases happen, and that's how we die is the damage from free
Real
radicals.
Real quick before the break, I got 20 seconds before the break. How does the exercise come into play with all this?
Exercise helps keep your sugar lower. It helps you build up muscle.
Doesn't it help burn out those toxins at some degree? If somehow
it can, but because it lowers inflammation in the body.
We're going to take a break. Dr. Shelley Cole, be back in 3 minutes.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Having a good time here behind the microphone. We want to share it with you. That's why we do Facebook Live, although sometimes we do mute it. Thank goodness for the mute button. If you want to be on the show here, I have a question for Dr. Shelley Cole, 254-697-6633. Shelley, we've been together for, what, 2 years now?
I think so.
It's been a great time. You've just been a wonder for the population around here with your knowledge, your input. It feels like people know they can talk to you and get a straight answer. And if you don't know it, you always say, I'll find it out.
Well, I'll keep researching. You know, I'm learning more and more about the EMF and the non-ionizing radiation and the cell phones and the 5G. And, you know, it's a disaster, too. But I really wanted to cover diabetes.
Yes.
And I, you know, as we've just been talking, I realized, my gosh, already what, half of the first hour is gone.
Yes.
You know?
It was a great first half hour, I'll tell you. But you got an hour and a half to go, so you got plenty of time. Take it the way you want to go.
Well, I just want people to be aware of it because, you know, when my dad practiced medicine back in the 1960s, diabetes was about 6% of the population. Okay, and it had really kind of been there for 60 years. It wasn't like this steady increase in diabetes over the decades. But around 1960, it was about 6%. Now, it's 50%. So, and that includes diabetes and pre-diabetes, okay? Now, you asked me a question, and I really didn't answer it, but it's super important to answer it, and that is, what are some symptoms of diabetes? And, you know, the PAT medical school answer is thirsty, urinating a lot, and hungry, okay? And the reason for that is because the insulin, which is a hormone that the pancreas makes, stops working as efficiently, okay? It just can't help you store sugar as fat, okay? So the job of insulin is to take our sugar in the bloodstream that we absorb from our digestive tract and store it as fat.
Okay, and is that work through the liver?
Yes. Yes. And so when sugar is stored in fat, it brings the sugar level down, okay? And then when we're not eating, we burn fat, okay? Mm-hmm. So what Matt has been doing with his diet is he is metabolically flexible, okay? So he's eating he's eating a large amount of calories at once. So the body says, oh, Matt's showing me a bunch of calories. Keep burning calories free of charge, okay? If he were to go on a very restricted calorie diet and just show a very few amount of calories, the body would slow down and say, hey, Matt's not showing me many calories. Slow down. You can't burn them free of charge anymore, okay? And so, but he's also got spaces and gaps between his meals, where he's got to burn fat. I mean, if we didn't have insulin, we would have to all be sitting here right now eating food.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I was writing a note to you.
Yeah.
What about the exercise aspect of it? Did you say that? I may have missed it.
Well, exercise definitely plays a role in it. So, for instance, let's say that, you know, you go and you overindulge and you eat too much and then you get tired. You know, you kind of get, oh, man, I think I'm going to take a nap, you know.
Hey, that's old age.
That sugar level in the bloodstream is kind of eking up, right? And so go outside and take a walk, right? You can burn off some sugar that's in your bloodstream. So the body wants to use the most utilizable energy source it can, and that's the sugar in your bloodstream, right? And then once that's depleted, then it will start to go to the fat stores in the body, okay? But if they're toxic fats like soybean, then, you know, the body says, don't burn those. And so it will go to your muscle mass and start to use your muscle.
Shelley, would this question fit to what you just said, toxic
Yeah. So one of the best, it depends on what you're doing. So
had a caller call in to ask a question. I believe I'll just say TA. That's all I'll say in case you didn't want me to say her name. But that's the question for you.
Yeah. So olive oil is a monounsaturated fat. So it's a liquid at room temperature, right? It has a lower boiling temperature, so it's probably not the best to be cooking with. It will denature and turn into a trans fat, which is a toxic fat.
Really?
Yeah. So I would use it. Olive oil is really healthy, but if you cook it up above your, you know, the boiling temperature, heat it up really high, it's toxic. So coconut oil, butter, you know, really, coconut oil is going to be one of the higher temperature saturated fats that you're going to be able to cook at safely.
You know, I cook my eggs with olive oil.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm doing a great job. Now you're telling me this. I'm thinking, oh, man, now coconut oil's got to come out.
I don't think you're going to cook your eggs on a super high temperature, though, so it might still be okay. It's just like frying it, like frying a
bacon grease.
Yeah.
Bacon grease.
No, I still disagree.
Fried French fries and stuff, that's too high. But when you cook your eggs, what temperature do you usually cook them on?
Oh, I don't know. I turn it on and the flame comes on. I'm a guy.
Yeah,
I would
use coconut oil. You know, grapeseed oil. Those are going to have a higher cooking temperature. Save your olive oil for salad dressings. Those kinds of uses.
Well, you know what it was, Shelley? I like my eggs tasting like eggs, not coconuts. I like it on popcorn.
It doesn't.
But olive oil is bitter.
No, that's not true. Look, we use coconut oil all the time, and there's a little tint of it there. So when I'm eating my eggs, I go, that's a great tasting egg.
Just put
coconut.
More pepper on it.
Okay.
Put butter in there. Exactly. Or spray some of that coconut oil spray on the pan, and then you don't have to.
Well, I don't know about coconut oil spray. All I've seen is a canola.
Well, Mary Enig was a PhD who lived in the 1970s, extremely smart lady. She knew that the the Crisco and the trans fats were going to be really toxic and cause us a lot of damage. And so she fought for many years. She wrote a book called Eat Fat, Lose Fat, and essentially, to summarize it, it's like every aspect of the coconut is highly beneficial to you. So coconut oil is great. So Shelley, I would encourage you.
I've listened to many conversations about Crisco.
Yep.
And you got women who cook chicken.
Yeah.
And they go, ain't no way I'm giving up my Crisco. There's just no way.
Well, what about beef tallow?
Just not Crisco.
Where do you buy beef tallow?
It's expensive. It's expensive, but you can get them now from the guys who are
melt down a candle.
What?
Candles are made out of tallow.
Well, they used to be. They used to be. Yeah, but you can get them from like local grass-fed beef Yeah. Just ask him, you know, but it's expensive, you know.
You know, Shelly, it's your fault that we get sidetracked. You bring up so many great conversations.
Beef tallow.
So we're going to go right back to your notes. Get back to your notes.
Okay. So diabetes increases your risk. Like day one of med school, the first thing they talk about is diabetes. And they keep talking about diabetes all the way through the basic sciences. And then you get to the clinical years and all you see are diabetics, okay? It is an utter disaster. We know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women, but diabetes increases your risk for heart disease fourfold, okay? And pre-diabetes has the same risk as standard diabetes. So I don't think that either of those really matter, the definition. What we want to do is catch them before the fasting glucose starts going up, when the insulin is rising. So I looked back over some notes, and there was an MD, Dr. Reavens, okay? And in 1988, he kind of put the diabetes world up, he tore it upside down, okay? And he reported what's called insulin resistance, okay? So it's really hard to get sugar into the cell. It's not like the cell membrane just opens up, allows the sugar in, and then closes. It doesn't do that. It's a very complicated where it literally, the membrane pinches a little bit of itself off and then brings it in the cell. So it is a lot of work to take sugar and bring it into the cell, okay? And so he said that the insulin stops working. You know, the analogy that I give people is antibiotics, okay? You know, we take these antibiotics, and over time, there are bacteria that become resistant to them. You know, it's like, sorry, the antibiotics don't work, you know, anymore. It's a slightly different kind of, you know, principle with insulin resistance. But the bottom line is diabetics have too much insulin, okay? The vast majority of them, what we call type 2 diabetics, have way too much insulin because it just doesn't work well. What we want to do is teach people how to make their insulin work better.
All right, Shelly, let's take a break. Got a hard break coming up. 3 minutes, we'll be back. 254-697-6633, Dr. Shelly Cole.
Dr. Shelly Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores, or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait, we have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue, or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
the perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the second hour, final segment of the second hour. Got a whole another hour to come with Dr. Shelley Cole. If you want to be on the program, give me a call, 254-697-6633. Shelley, follow me on this one.
Okay.
Have you ever seen the movie Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah.
Remember when Meg Ryan does a fake orgasm?
Right.
And the woman on the other table, which was Carl...
No,
which
that's not Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's not.
I don't think Meg
that's,
Ryan...
No, that was the...
Sleepless in Seattle's like a fake...
No. That's what... You're right. That was Tom Hanks. It was the other one with the other dude. But anyway,
the bottom line
is she's faking an orgasm.
Billy Crystal. Oh, my gosh.
And the woman on the other table was...
Harry Met Sally.
Yep.
That's it. Harry Met Sally. And the woman on the other table is Rob Reiner's mother.
Yes.
And the line she goes, I want what she's having. Okay.
Exactly.
Which segues into the guns. The guns are, this person's shooting really good. What are they doing that I need to do? Which now segues into what we're talking about.
Right.
If you see somebody who's basically living a decent lifestyle, is just basically generally fit, basically gets some decent sleep and has some decent food, can't anybody do that? Or does the body of each individual have something different that may go out of whack and then you've got to adjust it? Or are we just living a terrible lifestyle?
Not in this world. You can't just have healthy lifestyle and kind of be aware. No, not these days, because there are too many toxins in the environment.
So it goes back to that conversation we had about if 1950 was the date, you can't use normal remedies to fix our current problem because we're
right.
So intoxicated with chemicals.
Right. Because often, like the plastics are what we call endocrine disruptors, and so they cause estrogen, men to have too much estrogen.
That's right.
And so it's a disaster. So when you look at the foundations of health, and if people come to my workshop, that's what we talk about. What are the foundations of health? Hormones are one of them. Okay. And so testosterone helps us build up muscle mass, gives us a sense of well-being, helps us burn fat. Estrogen, it makes us... store fat around the belly. Okay. So these hormones all are complicated, but you know, insulin is the big culprit in a lot of diseases. So when we talk about that insulin rising and just to try to keep the sugar level down in the bloodstream, the insulin keeps getting higher and higher and higher. And this doctor back in 1988, Dr. Reavens, started to, you know, turn the whole diabetes paradigm around. And he said, we have too much insulin. We have, it's just not working well. The issue is not that you don't have enough insulin to keep your sugar down. The problem is the insulin that you do have doesn't work. Okay. It doesn't work well. And so what happened since 1988 when Dr. Reavens did this? We haven't changed the management of diabetes. We just give people more and more and more insulin, okay, as the solution. Or we make the pancreas work harder, crank out more insulin, or we try to get it to work better. But the bottom line is it's not about the insulin. So when people come in our office, we approach it entirely differently.
So, Shelley, in layman's term, if I had to reiterate what you just said, it would be you're trying to use old school practices on a new type of problem. Would that be right?
Back in the day, how old do you want to go back? Because
well, we always use 1950.
Guess what? Before insulin was available in the 1970s, what did we do for diabetes? Low carb diets. Okay. And so we got insulin and it was like, pharma, here we come. Everyone's, you know, pushing insulin. Okay. And so insulin is what the real problem is for diabetics, because insulin is what makes the blood vessels stiff and rigid and swollen. Insulin is what causes inflammation.
So can you answer this in an affirmative? Somebody who looks like they're in good shape, works out, tries to eat right, sleeps well.
Okay, Matt, you keep thinking about yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking about myself. Because I'm looking at others. Looking at others. This person looks like in good health, good shape, seems to eat right, looks refreshed. Good job. Everything's, but they have diabetes.
Absolutely. So what happens? Insulin, and thanks for bringing it up. And I'm just saying, you know, I love you, Matt.
So,
you know. So it may manifest as diabetes. It may manifest as obesity. It may manifest as abnormal cholesterols, like too high cholesterol, triglycerides and low HDL. Or it could manifest as high blood pressure. All of those conditions are too much insulin. All of them are caused by insulin resistance. High blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, and abnormal cholesterols. And can we please throw in fatty liver and cancer in that category too?
The only one I don't understand is when you say diabetes. If you have high blood pressure, something's causing that. If you're overweight, something causes that.
Okay.
If all the other ones you mentioned, but when you say diabetes, I thought diabetes was the result of the problems of being overweight.
Well, so all of those are symptoms. Obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, abnormal cholesterols, cancer, fatty liver are all symptoms of the same thing. Too much insulin. Okay. You can go establishment medicine route. They'll give you a cholesterol med for whatever reasons. Okay. They give you a cholesterol med because your total cholesterol is high, which has nothing to do with heart disease. Okay. Your triglycerides are very important with regards to your risk for heart disease, and so is a low HDL. But they give you these medicines that really don't affect triglycerides or HDL. The medicines called statins will lower your total cholesterol, and they'll lower your LDL cholesterol. They really have very little impact on HDL and triglycerides, which are the true essence of the risk for cholesterol for heart disease. Okay, so they give you that, and guess what? Your sugar goes up. Your insulin stops working as good. So now your blood pressure starts to go up. And I would love for somebody that this has happened to please call, because it happens every single day, probably every hour. So then their blood pressure goes up. Then they start to gain some weight. They get fatter. And then the more inflammatory fat makes the sugars go up. And so it's a staggering upward.
What causes the high blood pressure? Is it work? Is it marriage?
It's the insulin. Is it work? Is it marriage? Yes. No. That's stress. Now, that's stress. We could talk about stress till the cows come home. But maybe we'll talk about stress sometime.
Okay.
Okay. But right now, I want people to understand that all of those are symptoms. High blood pressure is a symptom. Diabetes is a symptom. It's not a disease. It's a symptom. Obesity is a symptom. Abnormal cholesterol is a symptom. Cancer is a symptom.
You said it for the third time, and it finally clicked in my brain. Diabetes isn't the problem.
Yes.
It's a symptom of the problem.
It
took a few times for me to grasp that.
Well, I'm glad you see it, and I'm glad I was able to say it in such a way that you got it. It's high insulin. Insulin. And so my profession throws a couple blood pressure meds at you, and then you start on metformin and glipizide, and then we're on to J.O. and Apedrin. You know, it just this horrible, horrible, more. And it doesn't work, because it's the essence of diabetes is not enough insulin. It's too much insulin. We got to get it to work better. We need to improve the insulin sensitivity. And like you were talking about, the way you're eating, when you don't eat a whole lot of carbohydrates, so you're not eating the muffin. You had a little slice of some kind of bread. Is that right?
7-grain bread.
Okay, so you have a low-carb bread, right? You put some avocado on it, right?
Avocado, 3 eggs, green onions, 2 slices of ham.
So, you guys, most people would say, oh my gosh, that's got a lot of fat and a lot of protein.
And it tastes great.
But it's working for you because your carbohydrates are low and you're not eating toxic fats, okay? And so you're eating fat, which your body will burn. It's kind of like fat is premium gas. Okay? Uh-huh. Carbohydrates are like regular gas.
Shelly, I got to go to a break, but that's why I asked. Can you look at somebody and say, what are they doing? And can you replicate it? And would that fix you?
Or is it's not that easy.
It's not that easy. We'll be top of the hour break. When we come back, we got a whole another hour. Dr. Shelly Cole, 254-697-6633.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Adventure Radio Program, hour number three. Matt, your host, the wingman, Rayford Brown, Colonel Rayford Brown, F-4 Phantom pilot.
Backseater. I was a wizzo. I was blind, but I could read. pilots can't
look,
read.
If you're in a plane in a combat zone, you know, that's minor details. I've got Dr. Shelley Cole from HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check her out. And if you can't remember it, remember to always go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page. I've got all the people who are on the program, all the sponsors. You can click on it and go right to their websites, okay? Shelley, why don't you tell everybody about your classes?
So we do have a workshop that they can come and learn about what we do in the office.
And it's full.
It's full, yes. It fills up every month. So it's the first Monday of the month, and it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it because, you know, we have people that want to really find a solution, not just take one med, another med after another med after another med. They really want to get at the core of disease. They want to figure out, how do I fix this? And, you know, the funny thing is, so diabetes and high blood pressure, these things can be fixed. And I remember having a gentleman who got off 8 meds.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He lost 48 pounds with us in 14 weeks. And he, all of his labs, the triglycerides dropped, his good HDL increased, all of his, you know, fasting glucose normalized, hemoglobin A1C, that's the marker for long-term sugar control, that was no longer by definition a diabetic. And so he says, well, do I have diabetes? I said, well, if you're not taking any meds and your fasting glucose is low and your hemoglobin A1C is low, no, you don't have diabetes. So he goes into the MD, PhD, chairman of the department, thinking the guy's going to be happy for him, okay? Now, you have to understand, this guy's been managing him for 10 years on insulin, okay? He walks in after 14 weeks, and the guy says, well, you gotta get back on your insulin. And he said, well, she tells me that makes me have cravings and that I can't lose weight because insulin stores fat and I can't lose weight. And so, you know, the doc, essentially it was, hey, you can choose to treat it that way. 8 meds, you know, 50 pounds of weight, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Or you can change your dietary makeup. Now, do you feel like you are deprived in the morning when you have that breakfast?
No, when I have the breakfast, absolutely not.
You feel good. Yeah.
Feel good. And actually,
you're satisfied and full. Let me ask you this. Okay, now you may not be a chocolate cake-aholic or, you know, you may not like sugars. But let me ask you this. If I said, would you like a 10-ounce sirloin steak tonight? What would you say?
Sure.
Okay. Would you like a 24-ounce sirloin steak tonight?
No.
Why?
Just too much.
I thought you liked it.
I do like it, but that's overindulgence. I'll feel uncomfortable. I'll feel, what's the word when you're overfull?
You're bloated.
Your brain tells you you don't need that much protein and fat because you're satisfied at 10.
And I've learned to eat slower.
Yes. Yes, so I'm a you're military satisfied.
Guy. All you military personnel out there in basic training, you know what I'm talking about. Eat your meal in less than 2 minutes, get out back
yeah.
on the line.
Oh, we did that.
And you can't lose it.
Right.
And I'll just scarf my food down. If I slow down in 15 minutes, I'm fine.
Yes, yes. Allow your satiety, those messages to your brain to actually connect to the stomach and say, hey, your stomach's got plenty of food in it. You don't need to eat anymore. But what I was trying to get at is that protein and fat satisfies you. You don't need 24 ounces of steak because your brain tells you you only need 10. You're completely
satisfied. I'm satisfied. I read this, and the reason I'm going to say it is because I read it. I'm satisfied with a 1-inch square cube of cheese, a good tart apple, and a handful of mixed nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
It satisfies.
Absolutely. And but let's flip this around. What about chocolate cake?
Love
like
it.
Like okay, slice
milk,
of chocolate cake.
Eggs? Chocolate?
No.
What's wrong?
No, Rayford. No, we're talking chocolate cake. Okay?
It's great, but
okay, so one slice?
With a little bit of ice cream and I'm done.
Okay. Well,
and chocolate.
Well, cake. But what if I told you you could have two slices or three slices? See, there's nothing that the cake doesn't satisfy. You could eat more, right? You could eventually eat the whole cake and say, you know, man, that was really good. If I didn't feel like, you know, there was a consequence to my weight by eating that.
Is there anything to say about the sweetness that my body rejects too much sweetness? Is there anything about that that you can
Because
say?
You know it doesn't satisfy. You'd rather have the nuts. I'd rather have the cheese and the nuts because the cake doesn't satisfy. So you understand there's no upper limit. Carbohydrates don't satisfy you. And then if you eat cheap soybean oils like they make the fast food with, the fried, you know, French fries and so forth, you are not going to be satisfied. You're going to have more insulin. You're going to have more cravings. It's not the bread that's making you have cravings. It's the insulin that's making you have cravings.
Shelley, where does the marketing aspect come into it with the more modernized food, the processed food, where they put stuff in it that makes you get hungry? What is that, MSG?
Right, right.
Does that mean affecting what we're talking about?
Well, I mean, it makes you eat more crummy food, you know. How do food manufacturers make food taste good? They put sugar in it and they put fat in it. And these cheap fats, okay? Cheap fats and sugar. And so we just have to have more. I had a patient in one of the wellness classes last week, and she was like, I just don't understand. My wonderful friend has to have candy, literally candy, sitting there all the time. She eats candies or cookies or anything. I said, because her insulin level is high. Her insulin is high. It's making her crave those foods. And I don't care how much willpower someone has. If your insulin is high, You cannot hold back. At some point, you're going to eat that food. I guarantee it. And so what we like to do is to find people, because the docs don't check insulin. So we check an insulin on them. And oftentimes, their fasting glucose is normal. Their hemoglobin A1C is completely normal. But guess what? Insulin could be 3 to 4 times as high. I just dismissed a little 21-year-old. She gave me permission to talk about her. She had an insulin level of 171. Now, normal range is anywhere from, you know, 3 to 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay? Hers was 171. Okay? So, what do you think? She's going to be craving sugars. She can't lose weight, because insulin prevents the stored fat on your body from being burned. It's holding on to it. What you got?
A question's asked.
Okay.
And I was going to make sure that after the next break, we get into it. Because you talked about diabetes.
Yeah.
What it is and how you can fix it. Got a question.
Yeah,
I hope
good.
She has the time to talk about it. Yes, she will. Because we're going to talk right now until the break. And when she comes back, she's going to hit it hard. So stand by. We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, I thought we were.
But you saw me reading the question.
Okay, sure. Well, can I tell about my patient?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so she was only 21, and so her triglycerides were super, super high, and her good cholesterol, HDL, was super low. Kind of like a 60-year-old male. I mean,
you just touched a sore spot there. 60-year-old male here.
Bing. So, well, you know, somebody that has some extra weight on him, okay? So, pinch. Do you remember when they used to have the commercial, they'd say,
Pinch an inch.
Okay, well, now it's like, pinch a foot, you know, like maybe a foot. That's because of the toxins. Okay, those are the toxins in the body and the, saturated fats.
Since we're going to a break, yes, you'll finish up your story, but study finds out-of-shape recruits cost Army millions.
I know. They can't even recruit guys anymore. We got 1 minute.
Finish up your paper.
So we did some changes for her. She couldn't work. She had no energy at all. She laid on the couch all day. She couldn't go to school. And her mother is like, she's 21 years old. What do I do with her? You know? And so she brought her in. We started to make some simple changes with her. And 4 months later, I think she was in a 6-month program. 6 months later, she's signing up for college. She's lost some weight. Her insulin dropped down to 24, which is still a little high, but much, much better. And now she's making energy and feeling better.
Interesting. Very interesting.
But her fasting glucose was normal. Okay? Fasting glucose was totally normal.
Got to go to a break. Be back in 3.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Keep me in check, Shelby. 254-697-6633. Dr. Shelley Cole is in the studio. We're talking diabetes. Shelley, we're going to get right to it. We've got people asking questions. You know, we promoted diabetes, what it is, how to stop it, how to fix it, how to get rid of it. So why don't we go there?
Well, can I say the number one way not to treat diabetes is medicine. That's the worst way you can treat diabetes.
As little as I know.
Is medicine.
As little as I know, I'll back you up on that. Just from the little bit that I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it just adds to more and more and more. And so let's say you would mention, well, I've seen diabetics that are thin. They're not obese.
Yes.
Okay. And again, their makeup is slightly different, but they probably have high blood pressure. Okay. We've had numerous diabetics that are ideal weight or maybe slightly overweight, but not 50 pounds overweight. Okay. But their doctor puts them on a cholesterol med. And we've talked about this. I hope people are listening, because the cholesterol med increases your risk for diabetes. Okay? Which is a symptom. And so the sugars start to rise. Okay? So then they need more insulin to keep the sugar down in the bloodstream. So their pancreas starts cranking out more and more insulin. But the statin med, I had a gentleman, I told him, stop your med, your statin cholesterol med, but I want you to eat exactly the same thing one day to the next. Stop it. He stopped it. It dropped 49 points wow. in one day.
So, Shelley, you can stop that instantaneously, no weaning off on that particular med?
Well, I'm not, you know, they need to be under medical supervision to have this discussion. You know what I mean? I can't, we do that. We we educate people. And so I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, everyone needs to get off their statin. But I'm just saying you need to talk to your doctor and say, hey, what about the ALL-HATLLP study that was done by, it's one of the largest studies that was done outside of the hands of Big Pharma. The only people doing studies these days are Big Pharma because they profit off of the results. Well, this study showed a 46% increase in diabetes when you take those medicines. Okay.
So what does a patient do when a doctor rebukes their commentary? Because
well,
they know
I think this happened to Rafer. Didn't you go in to talk to your doc?
Yes. My triglycerides, the ratio was wonderful. My A1C is high, or a little bit, just outside the area. But the ratio on my triglycerides was like 0.69 or something. It was good. So he comes and he is pushing. He wants me to get on a statin. And I've had friends that took statins and had massive muscle issues. They lost strength. They lost muscle mass. And before they found out what the problem was. And I flat refused. I said, I'll control it with diet. I'll work on my diet.
Right. And the way to work on it in diet is, you know, Matt's got a great idea because he's eating protein and fat. So most people don't even really know what hunger is anymore because we eat so frequently that we mistake cravings instead of physical hunger anymore, okay? When we used to have the growling of the stomach and you would kind of go...
time instead of feeling.
That's right. And or they, you know, just say, well, you know, yeah, I had breakfast like 2 hours ago, but I'm hungry. No, those are cravings. Those are not physical hunger. Those are your insulin hormones, something else. Those are insulin hormones that are causing those cravings. They're not physical hunger. And we mistake it for hunger, and then we eat. We think, oh, well, I'm hungry, right? And then I eat. And then you need more insulin to take care of another meal.
Are there any tricks to get over that besides the,
besides
the discipline of not just doing it?
No. Discipline's never going to work. Willpower is never going to work to fix that. You have to be smart about your diet. So you were talking, you have ham, you know, you have some eggs.
Avocado.
You have an avocado with
toast.
Healthy fats, okay? And so, you know, he's got a high fat and protein breakfast with a little bit of carbohydrate, not a whole lot, okay? And that shuts down your insulin hormones. So you're satisfied. How long will it hold you, Matt, in the morning?
It'll take me to about 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, see? So, and when do you eat it in the morning?
7.
7 a.m. We're talking.
Like, what time did you wake up?
I woke up. I usually wake up about 5.
So you waited a couple hours.
I wake up at 5, have a cup of coffee.
No, my point to 2 p.m., you're satisfied and full.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's held you even longer than a lunch. You know, most people will eat at noon, right? Mm-hmm. But you're satisfied and full till 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Well, add that to what you just said there. At 2 o'clock when I have a minimal lunch, that carries me all the way to 7 a.m. the next day.
There you go.
Minus maybe an apple or a handful of nuts.
Okay.
At 6 o'clock.
So your bulk of protein and fat is in the morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, and then you're using intermittent fasting skills where, you know, you don't eat anything from 2 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Except for maybe at 6 o'clock, an apple or a handful of nuts. That's about it.
Yeah. So those are using, and if you want to know the most effective way of getting your insulin down, now I don't recommend doing this when you're on diabetic medicines, okay? Because your insulin needs are going to drop precipitously. You need to be under the care of a doc. But if you are not on insulin or insulin diabetes medicines, if you're not on diabetic meds, you can do this. You can start to use intermittent fasting skills so that you start to shrink your feeding time. Okay, so let's say that you don't eat anything from 6 p.m. until 8 a.m. Okay, that is a 14-hour intermittent fast, right?
Right, right.
And so you're going to be burning fat. You're going to force your body to burn fat. Okay.
Doesn't sleep come into that factor too?
Yeah, sleep's super important. We could talk about that for 2 days. So the intermittent fasting, then what you do is you start to shrink that window. Teach your body, I've got to learn how to burn fat again. Okay. And that's what it's doing. So from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., then your window starts to shrink. So instead of eating at 8, then you eat at 10, you know, and you go 10 to 6. And then you go, you know, I'm really not hungry at 6 p.m. I could go at 5, okay? And that's kind of what you've done. So you're eating your big meal in the morning, right, 7 a.m., and then 2 p.m. you are having some more food, but pretty much you're...
I do have to say, I'm trying to work out. I can't work out very hard with weights.
Right.
I used to work out heavy with weights
right.
because my body's messed up. But Lane, with Cameron Fitness, I go over there and I work out. And because I work out, you know, your body needs a little bit more food.
Yep.
And I've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 weeks and I've adjusted to this point.
Yeah. But
prior to this point, I was like, I need a little more food. I need a little more food. And then I settled in.
Yeah. And that's great. So what, but the kinds of food. So diet is going to be mostly the what to eat. Intermittent fasting is the when to eat. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when you start to change your feeding window, you are going to drop your insulin more precipitously than by making changes in your diet.
Shelley, I want to add one more thing to it is, idleness. If you're idle and you're bored, you'll eat.
Yeah.
Maintain a busy schedule to some degree, and you'll go from 7 to 2 in the afternoon.
But man, I have to tell you, what if you don't make energy? What if you have no energy? Like you're completely, utterly exhausted because you have so many toxins on your body that they've all been. Your energy producing organelles of the body, you're exhausted.
That's why you're on the show to tell us.
So the diabetics, you know, carry the weight, which is inflammatory, which makes it harder to get rid of their toxins. It's a horrible, horrible, vicious cycle. You know, it would be great to be able to have everyone come in with pre-diabetes, with that high insulin, but normal fasting glucose, normal hemoglobin A1C. But, you know, I've had people tell me, they'd say, the docs check the test every time, and I'm totally normal, but I know something's wrong.
Yeah.
But when a lot of people can't tell the difference between the first signs of hunger and thirst, and that's why it's critical to get your 10 glasses, your 10 8-ounce glasses of water every day. And the first time you start feeling hungry, ask yourself, when was the last time I had a drink of water? And try a drink of water first.
We'll be back in 3.
Is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron. Or call them at 254-697-6966.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, Dr. Shelley Cole, special guest host today in the studio. You got a question, give me a call. 254-697-6633. This is a great opportunity for you, ladies and gentlemen, to speak to a professional doctor who cares. And it's not going to cost you a single penny. Give us a call. Stay anonymous if you want. She's here. She can answer your questions. And Shelley, while
we approach it differently, you know, It works. It absolutely works. So as we lower the insulin, we start by eating less toxic fats and by eating less carbohydrates, then the insulin requirements go down. And I know I've said this before, but giving diabetic patients medicine is like mopping up the floor while the faucet's running.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
Okay. It's stupid. You know, you're over here. Oh, well, you know, instead of really addressing why the insulin is cranking up. And so I can see oftentimes early on the patient will have a good response. And I'm like, your pancreas is still working. Don't give up. Keep going, you know.
Shelley, with the Mulvaney's in the world, with the Bud Light situation, which brings us to alcohol, which means a lot of people drink it and consume it and all this kind of stuff. How does that come into play with this conversation?
Well, they are carbohydrates, you know, so it is it is carbs. But I will tell you that when you get below about 40 grams of carbohydrates in your diet, the cortisol level starts to go up. The body says there's not enough sugar, and so cortisol makes fat release sugar into the bloodstream, or at least we're hoping it does. Those sugar stores in the muscle, what we call glycogen, okay? And so it's a fine balance between hormones, but I think your statement, I am full and satisfied when I eat my breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning and it holds me till 2 o'clock. That means that you're burning fat, you know? And then when you want those carbohydrates, like if you do have, you know, a special bread or whatever you eat, then your body's insulin is working. So if the sugar level goes up, your insulin abruptly goes up and abruptly comes down, which is not the case for the majority of people.
Let me add to the conversation, since I'm being open here. Because I had physical pains, I had to do something. I was in a spot where I don't know how to explain it, but here's the point. I started on Monday, and I've done this before, but I just did it just for, you know, kicks and giggles. I'm doing it now because I need to do it because I've got problems. And in 6 days, I went from 199 mm-hmm. to 192.
Okay.
And I'm okay. I'm not hungry.
Right.
I'm okay.
You feel good.
And I do a little bit of lightweight exercise at Cameron Fitness here in Cameron.
Right.
Lane's got a great facility there. Check it out. One of our sponsors, too.
Well, it's really funny because there's a great book. It was kind of a classic book called Protein Power. And it was written by Eads, E-A-D-S. They're two physicians. And there's a picture in there of a gentleman. And Rayford, you were saying that you were a runner before and it caused a lot of
pain,
you know, pain and yeah. injuries. So this guy was a marathon runner, and literally 20 to 30 miles at least a week he was running. And he was managing his weight. Okay. Now, he got kind of tired of running 20 to 30 miles a week. And so he kind of said, you know, I'm kind of tired of running. So he quit. Well, guess what happened to him?
Boom.
He gained 100 pounds in about 6 months.
Yikes.
So the next picture was him 100 pounds. He's sitting there. He's miserable. He's like, oh, gosh, I can't believe this.
I don't know how they can do it. When I get 5 or 6 or 7 pounds, I can't move.
Right, exactly. So you got to understand. Now, why did this man so profoundly gain weight? It was because as a marathon runner, he doesn't have a lot of muscle mass. Okay. He's burning his calories. So his metabolism is high, but because of his physical activity level, the cardiovascular running, he would burn the calories. So he had very, very little muscle that was increasing his metabolism. He was burning off the food he was eating, okay? So then he got sick of being 100 pounds heavier. And so he said, the next picture, it's a little four-picture thing. The next picture is him totally buff. He's Mr. Bodybuilder. He's working out 2 hours a day. He's eating a low carb diet, and he is like, you know, Mr. Muscle. I mean, he's really, really fit. Okay. And then he gets tired of doing that. I mean, you know, that's a lot of work, don't you think?
Yeah.
And so
to
what
sustain.
He exactly to sustain it. So then the next picture is him. He's not Mr. Muscle Man, but he's toned, he's fit, right? And so he's managing it with, you know, watching his weight. He's like watching his carbohydrates, not eating those toxic kind of fats.
I want to interject.
But then,
here.
And then he's doing some exercise.
Yeah.
And so that was his happy spot. Everyone has their happy spot, Matt, you know. And so he kind of found, you know, I can do this. I go to the gym twice a week, but I do watch my carbs. I do, you know, I don't eat a whole lot of toxic.
I want to interject because you just said something. That's me. You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're talking about it. I used to be ripped. okay, I can lift massive amounts of weights,
yep.
bulge, muscles on top of muscles, the
right.
whole works.
Right.
And then I have all these physical injuries from the military and all this kind of stuff, and my body just hurts. And now I'm at the level where I talked about my diet,
mm-hmm.
and I talk about how I work out at Cameron Fitness, but it's low weight,
yep.
high reps, just to maintain my body,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in a place where I'm slim, I'm trim,
yeah.
I'm somewhat fit, and I can move around. Now,
and we can take you to a whole nother level of wellness and everything. There are so many things to do with functional medicine and integrative medicine now.
But doesn't it depend on your lifestyle too? Because my lifestyle,
yeah, of course it does. And so nutrition, fitness are extremely important, but also toxicity. I mean, if you have a whole lot of toxins in your body,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to be dealing with a lot more issues than somebody who doesn't. I was telling, you know, you guys between the segments that when I was in college, I had a boyfriend that would come over, and every single night we would eat one of those blocks of Velveeta cheese.
Oh my gosh.
We would melt it. And we put Rotel tomatoes in it, and we would eat a bag of chips with it.
To
okay,
be 20 years
I mean, because we weren't fat, but can you imagine how much toxic fat you know that I have?
That, I mean, is like liquid plastic.
It is liquid plastic. I mean, it's really
Shelley,
bad.
I want to ask you a question from a caller. The caller called
yeah.
in
yeah.
before we go to the break.
Yeah,
the question was, and I believe it was stated like this: what about a salad? What about a salad menu and vegetable menu? Is that a vegan?
That's Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Is that a good meal?
Salads
and vegetables.
So, well, those are all carbohydrates. Okay, where's the protein on the plate?
I don't know.
Okay, you got to have some protein on the plate.
So if you chopped up some ham,
okay.
And put it
so
in the salad?
If you don't have protein on the plate, you're gonna chicken. Your body is gonna use your muscle as your protein source. So
even a protein shake if you're going to not add, because it sounds like they don't want to add meat to the...
Well, yeah. I have an issue with a lot of the protein shakes because a lot of them are made with whey protein,
right.
which is a waste product, and so is collagen. You've got to have a protein that has the full complement of the essential amino acids in it for it to really help you build muscle. And you have to understand protein makes your neurotransmitters, it makes your enzymes, it makes your muscle, it makes your collagen. You know, it's extremely important. So, but whey and collagen are just waste products.
Well, you mentioned that thinking makes me hungry. If I read four or five different sources trying to define or fish out the truth of something, In an hour, I'm hungry.
Well, I don't know about that, Rayford.
Your brain burns energy. Can the fat? Can it live on fat? I know fat's good for nerves.
Okay, so that's another one of the myths in my profession is that you've got to have sugar for the brain. The brain can't run off of fat, and that's just simply not true. So there's a difference between diabetic ketoacidosis, which means a life-threatening situation when you have a diabetes, and physiological ketoacidosis, which means you want to burn fat. Is there any diet on the face of the earth that doesn't want to burn fat? Every single diet wants people to burn fat. That's what it is.
We're going to take a break. Dr. Shelley Cole, final segment coming up, 254-697-6633.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them. Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
I should have been a DJ, I'm telling you. FM station, 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, everybody. Got a great one. I'm going to spin another great one.
To the night of the grind.
Night of the grind. But right now, we've got Dr. Shelley Cole in studio. But first, we want to, the Colonel, you have an announcement, correct?
I have a couple right here. Monday is Central Texas Republican Women PAC at the Gin in Belton. RSVP is required. You need to get your tickets there, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Tuesday, the Central Texas Tea Party meets at 6:30 for food and 7 o'clock meeting. It's on Alexander Street there at the Harris Community Center in Belton. And the topic will be election integrity and some of the stuff that's going on down at Austin.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Andy Eller.
And one comment from me is it takes a lot to put this program on. If you think you enjoy it, which I hope you do, and you want it to continue, your support is greatly appreciated. You can go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, scroll down to about mid-page. There's a donation button there. You can do it on a monthly basis. It's greatly appreciated. If you're heartfelt to do it, go ahead and do it. But right now, Dr. Shelley Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. Shelley, you got about 10 minutes here. Take it away.
Well, I just hope that people understand that when they're given a diagnosis of diabetes, that's not a lifelong diagnosis. You do not have to live with that. You are in charge. And, you know, when I was dismissing that little 21-year-old who's... So her sugar was normal, okay? Her hemoglobin A1C was normal. But it had already started to affect adversely her cholesterols, her triglycerides were really, really high, and her good HDL was low. And but she felt wrong. There was something wrong with her. She knew something was wrong. And so all of that insulin is, you know, floating around in the bloodstream and causing your body to hold on to fat more avidly. Okay, you cannot burn fat. So let's just take an example of somebody who says, okay, it's January the 1st, I'm going to go on a diet, right? And I'm going to eat breakfast and then I'm going to go work out. Okay, so let's say that they have some toast and they may put a little bit of butter on it, but they put some jelly on it. Let's just say that. And or they maybe have a muffin, okay? Or they eat a bowl of cereal. Let's say you eat Special K, okay? And you may have 300 or 400 calories of food. And you think, okay, I'm lowering my calories. I, you know, ate my cereal. Now I'm going to go work out, okay? What happens is you start to work out. You burn through that sugar that's in your bloodstream quickly, okay? Now your body wants to tap into your fat stores, okay? But because your insulin is so high because you ate all those carbohydrates, your body says, uh-uh, you're not going to burn that fat. And so what do? You get exhausted, you get lightheaded, you feel horrible.
Let me back you up. Because normally before I go to work out, I have that breakfast, I tell you.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, something happens. I'm like, I got to go because I want to make sure I get the window of time where I'm free on the machines. And I have 2 pieces of toast. And I'm working out. I'm going, oh, man, I ain't got the energy that I thought I had.
There you go. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
So when you eat a bunch of carbohydrates or you have those polyunsaturated fats, the cheap oils and, you know, you stop. I drove by McDonald's today and there were like 2 lanes, like,
oh my gosh,
six people.
From even in Rockdale, it's never, doesn't ever have a line.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was crazy. I thought, oh man, they're getting those McGriddle things, you know. I'm like, when was the last time I went to McDonald's? But anyway, you know, so they're eating those crummy, cheap oils. And so they're craving, so every morning they're thinking, I'm hungry. I got to stop and eat and, you know, get McDonald's. But if they just ate a Mac breakfast, right, then they go, huh.
You hear that, Ma?
Yeah. You know, they just said, huh, okay. I had some eggs, you know, I had an omelet, put some cheese in it, get your green onions. You said green onions, right? You know, and you'll go, wow. I am not hungry. So I don't know if I ever told this story, but I had a patient who, and he gave me permission to tell this story. So he was a pre-diabetic, okay, when he came into the program. And he wanted to lose 100 pounds with us, okay? So he was heavy, okay? And the night before he started our diet, one of his friends says, let's go to Krispy Kreme in Round Rock. Okay. Now he lived in Salado, but see, he was kind of like, oh man, we got to do it now. Cause tomorrow I'm starting the diet. Right. We all know that feeling, you know, like
been there, done that.
Okay. Yeah. So they jump in the car. It's 10:30 at night and they drive to Krispy Kreme. Okay. And they're standing in line and you know, they give you a free donut. Okay, they give you a free glazed donut. Everyone's looking at me with a blank stare. That's
I don't know.
They do.
I've never been there.
Okay, so Krispy Kreme, they give you a free donut while you're making your mind up what you need. Okay, so he eats the donut and then he ordered a dozen glazed donuts. Okay, sits down and he eats the full dozen.
OMG.
Okay, now just wait a minute. Okay, so he eats 13 donuts and he gets back in the car. Okay, you know, almost sugar comatose here. Okay,
yeah, exactly.
you know, so he's going, he says, so they're driving back from Round Rock to Salado and he says, my mouth is kind of syrupy sweet.
Gee, really, I wonder why.
And so they stop at Sonic. He gets a double cheeseburger with an order of French fries and a Coke at midnight. Okay?
You can't sit. Well, yeah, you can on Facebook. My jaw just.
Okay. So this is a true story. And so he goes home and he collapsed. You know, now his mouth isn't syrupy sweet, but, you know, he's just had another, 1,500 calories. So he's lying in bed. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he wakes up at 2:30 in the morning and he's literally shaking. His palms are sweaty. He wakes up in a cold sweat. Why? Because his insulin has swung so profoundly that now his sugar is really life-threatening low. Okay? So he went from this extreme high to this extreme low. So he gets up out of bed at 2:30 in the morning. If he's listening, you know, call the office and say hi. Anyway, he gets up, he gets a jar of peanut butter. He eats out the core of the jar of peanut butter. He pours in maple syrup into the peanut butter and mixes it up and eats the entire jar of peanut butter.
Oh my gosh, man, that's just a mental thing. It's like...
No, it's not. These are hormones, Matt. No, you got
no way. I'd rather drop dead on the floor than go against the grain.
No. I am showing you all and telling you all an extreme case. Okay? I'm telling you the extreme. And so he ate the entire jar of peanut butter. Okay? And then he started the diet the next day. Okay, now. No.
Hold on. We're minimal time here. Finish it up.
Okay. So now he loses 94 pounds in about 5 months. And he's been eating hard-boiled eggs, and he carries his little cooler around, and he lost his weight. So now he's in what we call maintenance. And so the patient, his best friend says, hey, you're in maintenance now. You can go to Krispy Kreme. He goes, yeah, I can go to Krispy Kreme. So they get in the car, and they're driving from Salado to Round Rock, and he says, wait, let's stop at Sonic. I'm going to get a double hamburger on a bed of lettuce with tomatoes and pickles and mustard and tomatoes, no fries, and give me a large iced tea. So he's drinking this and eating this as he goes down to Round Rock, gets to Round Rock, gets to Krispy Kreme. They hand him the donut. He's in line. He looks at the donut and he says, do I really want that?
Yeah.
He goes, do I really, really want that? And he goes, I really don't. But I don't want to offend my friend. So I'm going to discreetly go over to the trash can and throw it away. The guy throws it away and gets back in line and he orders a large black coffee.
Fantastic.
So that's the same person.
It's a mindset.
No, it's not, Matt. No, you can't change that. Those are your hormones. Those are hormones that are doing that.
Shelly, I looked in the mirror and the hormone I looked at was disgusting. And I said, I made the decision. Dr. Shelly Cole, healthysuccesswork.com. She's awesome. You can listen to this again with the replay on the podcast. I want to promote next week. I got Father John Gazzaldo coming in, Melinda Bulls. I've got Wayne Kyle, the father of Chris Kyle, the sniper, coming in. So check him out. Go to his website. Check it out. Go to my aaronsgunshop.com radio show page. Click on the link. You'll see what's going on there. The colonel will be out that day. Brian Washko, trooper Brian Washko. What an awesome dude. He's going to be in the studio as well. Shelly, it's a pleasure to have you in. Colonel, thank you very much. Shelby, thanks for keeping me on track. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.